I'll tell you a war story. I was working midnights. This particular evening, my sergeant and I had been someplace on the west side of town. As we approached the intersection of 4th and Denver, the light turned green for us, and a car northbound on Denver ran the red light. Fortunately, he turned, and we weaved, and we lit him up. My sergeant got out and walked up on the driver's side. I did what the second officer was supposed to do. I stayed back and observed. The woman passenger in the front seat was doing something funny. I couldn't tell what it was, but she was wiggling around. I walked up to see what she was doing. I couldn't tell what she was doing, but by this time, she quit wiggling around and she was looking up. I opened the car door and she swung around and she had a gun that had a muzzle about that big around in her hand. I grabbed the gun and her hand and I jerked. And my sergeant, in retelling the story over the years, the distance that she went out of the car had grown from right beside the car, crossed two lanes of traffic, and she landed on her butt and spun around like a top. Wasn't quite that bad. But I ended up with a gun. It was a .380 automatic. It was loaded and primed. Fortunately, I had grabbed her wrist and the gun at the same time. If I grabbed the gun and pulled, if she had her finger in the trigger, it would have discharged, and I don't know where it would have gone. Now, the rest of the story is, the driver of the car, he was a businessman in Tulsa, and one of the things that he did every evening at the close of business was take money to the bank. For that reason, he had a gun in the car. But the previous afternoon, this was after midnight, he had entered a plea of guilty to some commercial felony. It wasn't a violent crime at all. It was something like bad checks or something like that. In the discussions with his attorney, he had been warned about possession of a firearm after former conviction of a felony. He understood that it was another felony. And we lit him up and he said, "Oh crap, I've got that gun in the car." And he handed it to the woman and said, "Here, hide this." And she had been trying to sit on the gun. That was the wiggling I saw. There was no evil intent. There was nothing. Now, what should we do? Should we put him in jail? Should we put her in jail? She pointed a gun at me. She didn't intend to, but she did. The net result for us was, okay, no blood, no foul. I apologize, ma'am, for throwing you out of the car and all that. We're taking this gun. It'll be turned into the police department's property room. You, sir, are the owner of the gun, and you're the only one who can claim it. And here's what you have to do. You have to come to the police station in a car, and somebody else comes to the police station in another car. You claim your gun. Don't touch it. Have him pick it up, take it home, your home, and that's it. And ma'am, again, I'm sorry for throwing you around, and I never heard anything about it. It's one of those kind of things that could have resulted in a complaint of police misconduct, because I was rough with her. I jerked her out of there. I think probably the fact she was wearing a tight coat is the only thing that kept me from dislocating her shoulder. You don't realize how strong you become when that mass of chemicals we used to call adrenaline pops in. And it was just another day. Here's a guy that ran a stoplight.
Yeah. I wonder if officers go out in the day and their loved ones tell them goodbye. They feel that we're going to war that day.
Well, hopefully you don't think that. You go through a kind of a cycle in your career of your attitude. Initially, you may have that us versus them mentality, but then you mature past that. And you know that you're going to have certain conflicts that may be challenging, and you really isolate it on, you know, okay, it's that guy. Because literally, you can go out there and get an altercation in a neighborhood, and more people will be on your side than you can imagine. I mean, I've had a situation where I was carrying two guns. One gun fell out in a fight, and it was rolling around on a sidewalk, and some people were threatening to pick it up and shoot it. I was just trying to hang on to the one remaining gun I had, and a lady picked it up and backed off the crowd. You know, I still have people that call me to this day that I met 30 years ago. We became friendly, and they may not be, some people might say, the most upstanding citizens, but they were good to me. So hopefully it's not a us versus them mentality. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you, Chief Harry Stege, for the time you put into this city. Fourth generation now, you've got your son in it too. It goes way, way back, what you gave to this community. I thank you also for giving your time to this. And the same goes to you, Mike, for what you've done for this community. It makes us proud to know that people like you are around and still around to influence us. So thank you.
I listen to the things that Mike Huff has done. I'm amazed and appreciative. I worked a lot of homicides as a young detective, but in those days, we worked them at the scene and turned the paperwork in, and the follow-up was taken care of by somebody in the homicide squad. Mike has followed the tradition that was started first by a guy named Bob Bivens, who was a homicide investigator. He was a sergeant in charge of the homicide detail and brought homicide investigation to a new peak. He was followed by Roy Hunt. Roy Hunt is in his 80s now, and his physical condition is that he's brittle. He brought it still to a higher peak, and Mike has brought it off the charts. I think you called Sergeant Hunt your mentor and trainer.
Yes.
Mike Huff did something that I thought was really fitting. He had all of the homicide people get into a photograph, a color photograph, which he had made into a Christmas card. It said, "Merry Christmas from Homicide," which he sent to people that had been convicted of homicides in the city of Tulsa. There has to be a little humor brought in, some of us, and deal with some things that are tear-jerking, literally tear-jerking.